Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Babe, Pig in the City, is a cute movie, but when real feral pigs move into town, it's anything but charming. Richard Heilbrunn, a Parks and Wildlife urban wildlife biologist, says San Antonio is one of many cities facing this problem.
San Antonio has two series of loops, and they'll go inside Loop 1604, probably up to about Loop 410. And so you could say about halfway in. They're not going to go into the heavily urban areas, but they will follow those creeks and rivers as far as they can go while finding food.
Feral hogs cost the state about $53 million each year in damage, but a San Antonio city ordinance prohibits the trapping or killing of feral hogs on public property. Now the hogs can be trapped on private property, but once trapped, they cannot be killed within city limits because of the law prohibiting the discharge of firearms. But Mike Bodenchuk, state director of the USDA Wildlife Services, says his department has been working with San Antonio officials to develop a plan.
I suspect that there will be an institutional program with Wildlife Services within a year or so. The demand for that program is growing. I think the city leaders have heard it, and it's just a matter of making sure that it gets done at the right levels.
That's our show. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.